the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back, everyone, to more Fritz and Friends. I am Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price, my producer this evening, on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I've had the opportunity to speak before with my next guest and happy to have him again, Sheldon Stone with Amherst Partners, handling the receivership of L&L Food Center stores in mid-Michigan. Good evening, Sheldon.
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Very good. L&L has four remaining stores open. Well, why don't we start with, they've been operating under receivership since mid-December, and where are we now with those four remaining L&L stores?
Well, the stores are still operating, and we're on January 19th, we're going to be going into Ingham County Court to hopefully be granted an order to be able to sell the four remaining stores.
I just happened to think of this, that there's four that are still open. What about the closed locations? Are they included in this in any way, or what's happening with those stores?
Well, that's a good question. The stores that have been closed, one closed in the April-May time frame of last year, then two more in Thanksgiving and one right before Christmas, those were all leased properties. So the buildings have been vacated, and though there may be still some fixtures or equipment that we have in three of those stores, those can be rented out by the landlords, and new grocers are able to move in.
But are the fixtures that you mentioned, are those part of the auction process? That is still L&L or property that you are handling for L&L at this point?
Well, we are, but that wouldn't be part of the auction process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The auction process would include the inventory and equipment and fixtures for the four remaining stores, as well as the liquor licenses for those stores. And one of the stores, the one that is on the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Jolly, that has real estate attached to it. So the real estate is part of that package, and the real estate includes a gas station that sits out front, a side building that serves as offices for L&L, and in the rear of that store is the Lewandowski Sausage Company.
So is potentially that piece of property could bring a higher price, or certainly be worth more if that's an owned location?
Correct. And actually, that location has generated the most interest amongst the 11 buyers that are in the mix.
Now, you said generated that location generated the most interest, and I'm just trying to clarify it clearly for myself, Sheldon, as well as other folks.
Sure.
The four will be going together at auction to...
Not necessarily.
Okay, that was my next question. Can they be broken up? Can I or some investor buy the one location we were just speaking of and the others broken up separately?
Yes.
Okay.
Of the 11 parties that have expressed interest, Cheryl, there's two or three that are saying right now that they want to buy all four, and then the other eight or nine parties want to buy some portion of the four.
Are you pleased with the interest that is being shown? I mean, 10 or 11 parties, is that a good thing in the position that you're in with the L&L stores?
Yeah, I'm very pleased because, you know, it's not all that different than selling a house. All you need is one, right?
And
the 11 has exceeded my expectations, and I'm pleased there because it increases the probability that we will end up with a sale, and that the jobs that still exist will be preserved.
Well, one of my questions also for you is having 10 or 11 folks interested, is that part of the reason of doing it at an auction as opposed to, you know, just a straight deal?
Exactly, because in that way, by doing it as an auction, and essentially the auction is being run virtually the same way if L&L was in bankruptcy court and it was being sold out of bankruptcy in what's called a Section 363 sale. We're running the sale or the auction in the same fashion. And my reason for doing that is hopefully that process will drive the price of the assets up, meaning that we'll be able to pay not all the creditors fully, but we'll be able to pay off the secured creditors in full, and then there will be money left over, hopefully, for the unsecured creditors.
What in a Lansing State Journal article that was written said that we were looking at about $2.47 million in loans. This is the monies you're talking about?
Well, the $2.4, $2.5 million that's owed to the bank, Citizens
okay.
Bank. They are actually, in the case when you're dealing with in the food industry where there's produce and meat involved, where suppliers of meat and produce are involved, believe it or not, they actually come ahead of the bank by law. So the meat and produce suppliers in this case will get paid first, and the bank gets paid second, and then if there's anything left over, the remaining creditors will get whatever's left over.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Sure.
The four stores that are remaining, is the plan to keep them operating until the auction? The auction's a couple weeks away.
Well, yeah. We're planning right now. The tentative date we have for the auction, bids would be due, I believe, on the 28th of this month. And the auction itself held on the 2nd of February. We're hoping to keep the stores open, but that really depends on the rate of sale. We have to be able to self-fund, so cash that we generate through sales has to fund us for new purchases. And as long as we're able to do that, we will keep the four stores open.
What you mentioned the liquor licenses earlier, and frankly, that hadn't occurred to me. Does that help with the price? I mean, liquor licenses aren't easy to come by.
You're right; they're not easy to come by. In fact, there have been people who have applied for liquor licenses in some of the same areas that we hold the license for, and they've been denied because the quota has been met. So, yes, having the liquor licenses as part of the sale will increase the price.
Very good. And final question for you, and you touched on it a bit earlier. So if we can keep these stores, and the editorial we, I'm sorry, Sheldon, keep the store. I feel like we're in partnership here.
Yes.
If we can keep the stores open and a sale goes through, there's a possibility that the employees might be able to just reapply for jobs. And of course, those who know those stores, it's attractive to a future owner as well to have the same folks.
Sure. And, you're right. The people are familiar with the stores. They're familiar with the assortment in the stores and the neighborhood that the stores reside in. So the new owner could essentially restock the store and bring in whatever new fixtures or anything that they would do. And I've seen in this industry stores literally open the next day.
Wow. So there could be some good news for the employees, and we can hope for the best with that as well.
Exactly. We can hope for the best.
Very good. Well, Sheldon, I appreciate you taking some time with us this evening, and we'll be in touch when it gets close to auction time and see how things are going at that point.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening, Cheryl.
Thank you. You too, Sheldon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talking with Sheldon Stone of Amherst Partners, who are handling the receivership of the L&L Food Center, just giving us an update. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this break.